This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass, and we're going to get into Darnell Mooney and Jalen Walker and their status in a minute. But guys, we have been separated for 3 days.
Yeah.
What have y'all been up to?
Did you miss us?
Of course.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I told you this morning when I came in, it's always that third day where it's like halfway through the day, I'm like, it's been too long. It's been too long. I'm
Bo, ready is she to get... lying?
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think you missed us that much. You were in LJ at a cabin or somewhere up there.
I was, but you know what happened? We have a dog that's like Thomas J from My Girl, like allergic to everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Last night we were at the cabin. He started drooling.
Oh,
just
no.
Just buckets.
Like a faucet.
And like shaking, and he was hiding in his cage, so... Grant had to find like an overnight vet, and he was there.
No,
from 11 p.m. I don't think he got home till
like a 24-hour vet.
4 a.m.
I don't even want to know what that bill was. I don't even want to know.
Several hundred dollars later, they gave him a little bit of Benadryl. We don't know what happened. He was bit or stung by something. We just don't know what.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
Sprinkles got in it. I put pine straw 1 year, and Sprinkles got into it and literally had puffy face and everything. And it was just like a couple of days, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, she's gotten into other stuff too, but we'll digress.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Yeah. We had a good weekend as well. We went out to dinner downtown Roswell Sunday night. Had a little date night. Had a babysitter and really, really nice restaurant. Osteria Matone is what it's called.
Okay.
Italian joint. I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly. We had a – my wife and I were laughing at each other just how, like, we're just not fancy people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so she's doing the whole thing where she points at the menu. And she's like, yeah, I'm just going to have this. I'm not even going to – I think it says rigatoni or something. I don't even know what that is.
Have you ever been to one of those restaurants where the menus – it was this menu all in Italian?
Oh, like, yeah. Hey, that's kind of what this was.
I don't understand the point of that. Like, oh, I get it. You're authentic Italian, yeah. But we're in America. Most of us don't speak Italian.
Yeah.
Like, how do I know what that is?
We were picking out a dessert, and one of them was like rollatini. And she goes, I just picture that as like one of those like, you know, twisty things from like the bakery at
like
the store.
Like a ho-ho?
Right. And I was like, you're just saying that because the word roll is in there. And she was like, that's exactly what it is. I have no idea. And I was like, yeah. And sure enough, that's kind of what it was. So it was really, really fun. But we laughed at ourselves. I'm like, dude, we don't belong here. We're just a couple people trying to make it, you know. She said she told the waitress she was having an appy. I'm going to have an appy. Lady was like, what?
Oh, she's seven?
An appetizer. We laughed so hard, man. It was fun, though.
Do you do the thing where you, like, Google things? You're like, what is this?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You're trying to hide the fact that you're Googling what's on this menu.
I don't hide it anymore. I'm like, what is that? And I'll just Google it. Oh, that's what it is. How do you know that?
Just
I've been asked for
it.
How do you know that? I Googled it.
Yeah. Just fake it till you make it in this life, man. We'll just, you know what I mean?
Don't even fake. Just be real. Who cares?
Doesn't even matter. As long as we're, you know, as long as we can pay the ticket. Dude, we're in there.
Other than maybe steak and then a few food snobs you might know or not know, like, who hasn't Googled something in a restaurant?
Yeah. It's kind of like when they come pour you the wine. You're like, I'm not going to send it back, dude.
Seriously.
It's not
going to
happen.
Seriously. Yeah.
You're good. Thank you for your tactics.
But I'll give Mike Conti credit on that. He knows, he low-key knows as much about food as anybody you'll ever meet. Like, you have to, like, ask him. He doesn't just throw it out there. He knows a ton.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Bo, did you get into anything fun over the weekend?
I did end up grilling Saturday, like I said I was going to. I did a round roast, a pork butt, and a flank steak all Saturday. And it was like three of us eating. That was it.
No.
There's so much, but like literally when one of my neighbors went home, like it was, we were just like, here, you take this. I'll take half of this. Like that. It was just tons of meat. Because we just did
prior meal prep.
Because my neighbor, AB, he makes tortillas at home. So he made tortillas, and we just did pulled pork, pulled beef, and steak tacos.
I bet that's good, man.
They're just phenomenal. And we literally watched games all day.
Nice.
Football was on all. I did not leave the driveway Saturday at all. For any reason. It was beautiful.
There was no need to leave. Speaking of football, we got more football coming up this weekend. Falcons have week one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they did name their captains yesterday. Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Michael Penix, and Bradley Pinion are the team captains. And Raheem Morris was talking about the status of Jalen Walker and Darnell Mooney.
He's day-to-day, you know, like, I don't know, but, you know, I feel good about where he's at, and we'll see towards the end of the week, and we'll see towards the end of this weekend, you know, working into whatever we got to work into. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever 100% in the National Football League, so you don't want to say that, but it's always about how can he best perform and can he help us win this football game without furthering any other issues, you know.
Allie, Bo's my Cochinese translator, which always, I'm like, hey, you know, it's like the Google Translator. I just feed that to Bo, and I'm like, all right, what did he say right there?
Well, that means he got work done. he's not, I'll tell you this, he's not playing unless they think he can go out there and not re-injure himself in any way.
Sure.
That's all it is. And I would expect it to be we won't know till this weekend. We might know Saturday. Let me rephrase that. They might announce it on Friday, depending on where they feel he's at, but there's a really good chance it's going to be a game-time decision on Sunday, and a lot of that would be, I personally think most of that would be based on sportsmanship, or gamesmanship, I should say. We don't want you to know that you don't have to prepare for Darnell Mooney until 11:30 Sunday morning. Personally, I hear a lot of he's not playing in that, but that's me. And that's just my thoughts, but it does sound like there's a chance. Really good one.
I'm guessing this is just really open to interpretation on purpose, because when I hear that, I'm like, okay, it sounds like he could play.
Yeah, and what's funny is it's meant to be more clear than that. The NFL and really all of sports, because of gambling, has moved very much towards we want a clearer picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm gathering. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle of y'all. I'm like, this is definitely a coin flip. We'll know on Friday. You know what I mean? One of those situations. But I told this to Bo earlier. I was like, if there was ever a week for a player to miss, and Tampa's going through the same thing with a couple of their guys, it's this one, because Casey Washington, who would be in that role, has had 4 or 5 weeks to prepare for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not, hey, he gets hurt on a Sunday, we've got 4 days to prepare his backup to go into next weekend's showdown. It's, we've had all of preseason and training camp to get Casey Washington ready. So if he plays, that would be awesome. If he doesn't, it is what it is, and I feel like the Falcons are pretty well prepared to go in and deal with things in a timely fashion.
Yeah. Defenses normally are kind of ahead of the game anyways, week one, week two. We saw that last year. It was way ahead. I mean, do I want him out there? Yeah, but it's not big enough of a deal for me to have him out there this week if it means he could miss multiple weeks, because he's a really good chance of re-injuring something. I personally don't think that they're rushing him at all. based on anything Raheem said.
Yeah, I don't either. I do want to go back to the captain thing for one second.
Okay.
Is it normal, Bo? Because last year I think we had four. Is it normal for them to name five?
Yeah. I normally feel like they try to do a couple of guys on each side of the ball and then a special teams guy.
Yeah.
I heard Lindstrom and Matthews. I think Matthews is a shoe-in.
Sure.
I believe Lindstrom gets the nod because he's the one of the reasons because he's kind of a player rep for them as well. I believe he's the player
rep.
Yeah,
I don't think he was on that. I don't think he was a captain last year.
But I would have personally, if I was going to have a third member on offense, I'd have made Drake London one.
Yeah, it'd have been great. You hardly ever – well, I guess the Eagles are different. I was going to say, you don't really see wide receivers that are captains that often.
I just feel like because of the mentality he plays with.
Oh, I agree.
And I do believe that he's turning into a leader. However, I don't think he went wrong with Lindstrom, Matthews, and Penix. The quarterback's always going to be one kind of, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, it's always like – to me, the quarterback is one because that's the expectation of that job. Of that position, your expectation is to be the captain, and then on defense with Ellis and Bates, well, those are your verbal leaders on the field, anyways. Ellis is calling the defense; he's the green dot, right? He's the for those of you out there, the green dot. I think most people know probably, but the green dot's the guy that has the radio in his helmet, just like the quarterback. He's the quarterback of the defense. That's Caden Ellis. And then Jesse Bates is, I don't think I need to explain why he's a captain on and off the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They had five back in 2023. They had four last year. If I asked you for the five in 2023, you think you could name them? From 2 years ago,
I would dare to say, Jake Matthews,
check,
Grady Jarrett,
check,
Jesse Bates,
check.
You probably had I think Josh Harris is already gone, so I don't want to go him. There's got to be another offensive guy on there.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of who was still here. 23 was probably, I would have to say Marcus.
No.
Was he the quarterback? No. That would have been Desmond Ritter.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he was a captain. I don't think he was a captain. So he probably went another offensive lineman.
We let him marinate on it? Is that what we should do?
Maybe. But are you going to be trigger happy with your phone?
No, I'm going to. Well,
think about it.
Did you just call me a cheater?
No.
She did a little bit. Just a little bit. There was an insinuation. Allie, she wasn't calling you. She insinuated.
I can see the reflection of his laptop in the window.
I'm assuming Lindstrom was probably one because he was on the team in 23.
Lindstrom was one, yep.
So there was five, you said?
Yep.
So I'm missing one.
Yep.
I don't know. Youngway?
Youngway Koo.
Okay.
There you go. Check that out.
Nailed it. Good job.
Took him a minute. It's all right.
Mic drop moment right there. I see you, Bo.
Speaking of the Falcons, we do have AJ Terrell joining us today at 40. Looking forward to that. And coming up, we're going to get into these college football scores. What went right for some teams and what went way wrong for a few others? And I've got Top 5 Tuesday, so we'll get my top 5 tailgate songs. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.